You're going to see things. And though the road that you may be filled with many obstacles, if you follow it, it will bring salvation. And it'll see things that really aren't too wonderful to tell. And the instructions that Joshua was given are really strange as well. And I want to read these to you in Joshua chapter 6 and verse 3. Here are the instructions that Joshua had to follow. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in the front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priest blowing the trumpets. And when you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have all the people give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the people will go up, every man straight in. See, many times God's instructions make no sense. Nothing had ever happened like this before. There is no other account in all of the Bible like this account. And what God wants to do in our lives is something totally unique. And I'm not going to get into all of the instructions that Joshua had, because those were Joshua's instructions to take his Jericho. You've got your instructions to take your Jericho, and I promise you there are some strange instructions in there. But in those strange instructions are your fragrance, are the sweet things of life, the good things of life that God wants you to have. See, God's Word is full of strange instructions. Now, I don't know if you've noticed this or not. I want to give you just a few. Now, we could go on all day here, but I just want you to realize that God's Word is not made to make sense to our carnal mind. It is given to us so that we can battle with supernatural powers that keep us from experiencing the fragrances of life. Let me show you a couple of these. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 44, Jesus says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Now, how many of you, when you first read that, you said, "There ain't no way"? You know that most Christians still say that? I've known believers that have been believers all of their lives, and they still cannot walk in that word. It's too strange for them, and therefore they'll never experience the fragrance of life. You see, it makes no sense to be good and love and take care of and be good to people that hate you, that hurt you, that want to abuse you and persecute you. But if you will watch the people that do, you will see them experience the fragrance of life. If you watch somebody that forgives and loves, and even though they're persecuted and blasted and put down, but you see them constantly, you see them enjoying life, you see them healthy, you see them happy, you see them enjoying the fragrances of life. It's the way God's Word works. Let me show you another one. In Luke 6:38, "Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." How about that one, huh? Give of your resources. Give of the things that are really precious to you. Not just your excess. Give what you have gotten and you've gained by work and labor. You give that, and God says, "I will give you that back plus more. I'll give you so much it'll run over." It makes no sense. You work so hard for what you've got. You're not going to just give it away. But if you will, you will experience the fragrance of life. You will experience a dimension of life that most people never get to experience. You're just going to turn around. If you want to hoard and be greedy, you're going to live in the wilderness eating manna and living in a tent. But God wants you to go on to the sweet things of life, the big grapes of life, the honey, all the wonderful things, big houses and nice stuff. Let me give you one more. Mark 9:35. "And he sat down and called the 12 and said unto them, If any man desires to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all." See, if we really want to advance in the kingdom, if we really want to experience the greatness of the kingdom, if we really want to have a life that excels and experiences all the goodness that the kingdom has, we have got to serve people that we feel are in a lesser place than us. Jesus washed the disciples' feet. He served them. The Son of God. But was he great in the kingdom? So how much do you want? How much of the fragrance of life are we willing to reach for? It's there. And it's going to be in your strange instructions. See, what I'm trying to relay to you and tell us is that God's ways are not our ways. Isaiah 55:8 says this, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." See, we should be looking for strange instructions. Things that don't make sense to us, like giving and it shall be given, or loving people that hate us, or by serving people that we feel less than. If we will move into those things, in those strange instructions are the fragrance of life. It's in those things that your Jerichos will collapse and you'll be able to possess them. I want to encourage you today. If you have prophecies, get them out. Go back through them. Find strange instructions. And if you don't have prophecies, then you get here on the first Wednesday of this coming month. You get a prophecy. You go somewhere and find one. You get it recorded. You write it down. You ingest it. You find out what God has promised you. You find out where He wants to bring fragrance into your life. And you begin to fight the good fight with that prophecy. And specifically the strange instructions. That's where the fragrance is going to be. Now I want to talk just a few minutes about some of the principles that are in this chapter. I'm not going to talk about a lot of them, only three. But I want to talk just a few moments about some of the principles that we see in capturing Jericho, or capturing the fragrant life. They were to compass the city one time a day for 6 days. Then they were to compass it seven times on the seventh day. My point is this, is that your Jericho is not coming down your first trip around, or your first day, or your second day, or your third trip around, or your fourth day. When we really possess the fragrance of life, we've got to keep on marching until it comes down. Don't expect it to happen overnight. Expect it to come down, but expect it to come down when it's time for it to come down. Expect that God's going to move mightily for you. See, Paul says it this way. So many Christians get tired and quit doing it. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9, it says this, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we will not faint, if we faint not." See, don't faint. You may only be one more trip around and having your fragrance. You may be right at it. Don't stop now. What had they stopped the sixth day? Or what if they had stopped the sixth trip on the seventh day? You say, we've got to keep going. God wants us blessed. But Jesus says, keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. Don't give up. It's there. And He wants you to have it. So don't stop. Don't stop. Then in verse 4, there's another principle that I want to show us. It says there, "Have seven priests carry seven trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark." In front of what? In front of the ark. "On the seventh day, march around the city seven times with the priest blowing the trumpets." Now we learned back in chapter 3, when they crossed the Jordan, that the ark had to go forth first. Now the Ark of the Covenant represents the presence of God. There's a picture for you. The Ark of the Covenant represents the presence of God. And inside of the Ark were three elements that bring the presence of God to anything. And in there is the golden pot of manna, which speaks of the supernatural provisions of God. In there were the tables of stone that Moses got on the mount, that speaks of the word or the ways of God that should be written on our hearts in the new covenant. And in there was Aaron's rod that budded. Speaks of the authority of God, or God's government, how He wants things done and established in order. But all of it was capped with a mercy seat, with the cherubim or humanity, you know, the faces of man. All of it was kept with the mercy of God. Now, if you're going to capture Jericho and you're going to experience the fragrance of life, you've got to compass it with these things. You've got to compass it expecting the supernatural provisions of God as you do it. You've got to compass it knowing that it's got to be done His ways. It's His ways. And you got to do it knowing His order, His authority. What's this? Okay, let's see. Let me use this one. How about maybe you need the fragrance of your marriage to be better? Well, what is God's order in marriage? Maybe you want a better job, you know? Well, what is God's order in the workplace? Maybe you young people, you want your parents to bless you so that you can do more or have a better young life. Well, what is God's order in home? If you will do right to your parents, guess what? You're going to have a much better life. So if you compass your Jerichos, the things that you're wanting the fragrance of life at right now, then you're going to experience that. You're going to see it come down. You're going to see the walls fall down flat. Your Jericho must be surrounded with your expecting God's supernatural provision, your walking in His ways, and your understanding that it's going to be done by His governmental order, His authority. But you listen, the main thing is you got to cap it all with mercy. Husbands, you're not going to run your home and be in the order that you want it to be and the love that you want to have there if you don't have mercy. You got to have mercy. Another principle, and then we're starting to close. I'm circling, is what I'm doing. Joshua chapter 6 and verse 9 says this: "The armed guard marched ahead of the priest who blew the trumpets. And the rear guard followed the ark. All this time the trumpets were sounding." Would you say that back to me? "All this time the trumpets were sounding." Verse 10 says, "Do not shout." And this is from the New Living Translation. "Do not shout. Do not even talk," Joshua commanded. "Not a single word from any of you until I tell you to shout, and then shout." Now, you got to get the picture. The trumpets were sounding all the time. Think about it. 100,000 warriors line up behind the priest who have the trumpets, who have the ark right behind them, and then all the people. And before they take a step, the trumpets start sounding. They start marching. Now it wasn't that huge of a city, but for that many people to walk around it, how long would that take? A couple of hours, wouldn't you think? And all the time that they marched around it, those trumpets were blasting. Those trumpets were sounding. They sounded at every step. No one could say anything. No one could listen to anyone else talk. I wouldn't say nothing. I couldn't hear anyone else because I'm to focus on the sound of those trumpets. All I hear for however long it took to go around that city were the trumpets blasting. And then the seventh day, they marched around it seven times. Joshua said, "Hey, we got to get up early today." All day long, they marched around Jericho. All day long, no one said anything. All day long, we didn't listen to anyone. All day long, all they heard was the sound of those trumpets blasting. Every step, over and over, and again, the trumpet, the trumpet, the trumpet, the trumpet, the trumpet. See, it wasn't the spears and the arrows that took Jericho's, it was the trumpets. It was the shout. Let me show you this. Now, the Hebrew word for trumpet is shofar. And what it means is an unmistakable sound of a clear sound, or a clear sound. It's a ram's horn. It's a horn that was hollowed out and made into a trumpet. And it gave an unmistakable sound. The first use of this, which is the seed use, which we follow it all the way through the rest of the Bible to really find out what's in the essence of this trumpet, this shofar, is found in Exodus chapter 19 and verse 16. And here it says, "And it came to pass on the third day in the morning Let me tell you where this is. This is on Mount Sinai. This is as God is giving the Ten Commandments. This is what this is about. This is what's happening. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud, the cloud of God, upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet, the shofar, exceeding loud. Now let's get that part. The voice of the trumpet is the voice of God. Exceeding loud, so that the people that was in the camp trembled. See, the sounding of the shofar always speaks of the voice of God. And as the children of Israel marched around, all they were hearing was a prophetic voice of God. Jericho's coming down. I have given Jericho into your hand. You have already been defeated, Jericho. Over and over and again, time after time, every step, day after day, time after time, trip after trip, all they heard was the sound of the shofar, the trumpet blasting, the word of God going forth. Now, what I want us to get here is we've got to understand that we've got to speak the prophetic word to things. We have got to sound our shofars. Jesus said this in Mark 11, 23. I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. What obstacles are you facing? Sound your shofar. March around it. Don't say anything else other than what God says. Don't listen to anybody else say anything. You just listen to what God says. And you march around it and around it and around it and around it. And you keep declaring the word of the Lord to that mountain and it will move. We've already used this scripture, but I want to use it one more time in 1 Timothy 1:18. Timothy, my son, I give you this instruction in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by following them, you may fight the good fight. See, the prophetic word is used to war with, but how do we war with it? We sound it. We say it. We speak it to Jericho, to the mountains, to the things that we want to see come down, fall down flat, so that we can experience the fragrance of life. We say it over and over. We say it again and again, and we don't listen to anyone else say anything. Doesn't matter what anyone else says. All I want to hear is what God said. All I want to say is what God said. And if I will do that, my Jericho's walls are coming down, and I'm going to possess my Jericho in the fragrance of life. You speak to your marriages over and over. You speak to your body. You get the health that God says you should have. You speak to it over and over. Doesn't matter what the doctor said. Come on, somebody. What did God say? You speak to your children. Now, I'm not talking about marching around them and yelling at them. But you start declaring in the heavenlies, my child will obey me. My child will be right. My child will do well in school. My child will have a good life. My child will not be rebellious. Great is the peace of my children. You start speaking to your finances. You declare what God says. It is His will that you prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospereth. You declare these things. You declare them and declare them and declare them. And you will possess your Jerichos. You will experience it. You need a better job, a good job. Declare. What has God said to you? He wants you to have an abundant life. What is it that God's told you? See, Jericho's taken not by arrows and spears. Jericho's taken by the prophetic word of God. By those shofars blasting the word of God into the heavenlies and at the target. And it fell down flat. There's an interesting story in the book of 2 Kings that I want to relate to you. It's about King Joash, and he's coming to the prophet Elisha. And the enemy had attacked the people of God, and Joash was coming to Elisha to get instructions. In 2 Kings chapter 13 and verse 18, it says this, "Then he said," this is Elijah, Elisha said, "take the arrows," and the king took them. Elisha told him, "Strike the ground." He struck it three times and stopped. The man of God was angry with him and said, "You should have struck the ground five or six times. Then you would have defeated Aram, and completely destroyed it. But now you will defeat it only three times." See, sometimes we only sound the shofar three times. Sometimes we only speak it so much. We start getting a little success and we stop sounding it. You will only get part of the victory. Sound it again and again and again and again. And don't listen to what everybody else says. You only listen to what the trumpet is saying. With every step, with every round, over and over and again, you'll take it. Now listen, can you imagine the fatigue that these priests had? I was thinking about it. I used to blow a trumpet. That's what I did. I blew it. I didn't play it. I blew it. But after a little while, your lips get numb. And you really, you know, you can't blow one really a long, long time. But these guys blew it for hours. And then on the seventh day, they blew it all day long. My point is, don't get weary. Keep sounding it. Don't sound it three times. You sound it till your lips won't move. You know, you sound it until you can't do it anymore. Sound the shofar. Joshua chapter 6 and verse 20 says this, "So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city." The great walls fell down flat. The city was taken. Fragrance was captured. Joshua sent the spies in to get Rahab and her family and bring them to safety. And Jericho was captured. The fragrance of life was captured. I'm ending. What is your Jericho? What fragrance of life do you want? What is it that you're desiring? Let me ask you this way. How do your finances smell? How does your health smell? How does your marriage smell? How does your family smell? How does your job smell? God wants you to experience Jericho. He wants you to capture the fragrance of life. He wants your life to be sweet-smelling. We're closing. The way we're going to close today is unique. We're going to close with the sounding of the shofar. Now that you know what it is and what it's about, we're going to blow it for you. We're going to blow it and blow it and blow it. Now as we blow it, what I want you to do is you think of the prophetic word that God's given you. What has God told you that you can have? What is your promised land? What is the fragrance of life that you need right now? And as the shofar sounds, I want you to shout it. How badly do you want it? Is this going to embarrass you? Then you don't want it badly enough. They wanted Jericho so badly, they shouted with a loud shout. How badly do you want it? I'll tell you what my prophetic word is that I'm going to shout. God has told me over and over through prophetic ministries that this church will affect this entire region as no other church has affected. This church will be large. This church will reach this region in a manner that it's going to preach and proclaim the kingdom of God and bring many, many, many into it. It's going to have authority in the heavenlies over this region. That's what I'm going to shout because I want to see it. That is a fragrance that I want to experience. What is yours? What do you need right now? Help? Family? A mate? Children? What is it? job, finances? What is it? What is the fragrance that you now face and you desire so much? I challenge you. And I want you to get into this with me. I want you to let it go. I really think that we're about to pierce the heavenlies. And I really believe that some walls of Jericho are about to fall in this room. I think some of you are about to step into a new dimension and experience the fragrance of life as you've never before experienced it. So what I want us to do is, if you will, stand with me. How many is with me on this? How many is with me on this? Huh? You with me on this? Go ahead and give the Lord. Go ahead and give a warm up. Go ahead and give the Lord a shout and a hand clap. All right. Hey, now we got it. All right, now we're cooking. I wanted to find out if you're with me or not. All right. Now here we go. All right. Sound it, buddy. Let it go. Hallelujah! Yes, Lord! I decree it! I declare it! Lord, we are going to take Jericho! Hallelujah! This church will reach this region from Chattanooga to Rome! Hallelujah! From I-75 over by the God, it is going to reach this region! We're going to declare the kingdom of God! We're going to declare victory! We're going to experience the life, Lord God, and the fragrance of life! Father God, we love you! Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! 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 Yeah! Woo! Yes! 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 Don't hit it three times. Come on, don't hit it three times. Come on! Reach down a little deeper. Hallelujah! 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 Woo! 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 Kick in! Alright! Hallelujah! The Lord says, I'm going to do it for you, says the Lord. You march and you sound and you bring forth your prophetic word, says the Lord. You declare it and you decree it, and you will see your Jericho walls fall, and you will experience the fragrance of life that I have for you, says the Lord. I have it for every one of you. Find yours, Jericho. Find the fragrance that you need, says the Lord. And you decree it and you declare it, and you believe my word, says the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Be seated if you want to. Whew. How many felt something? Huh? Whew. Yeah. I got goosebumps. The first time I had those in a while. Whew, that was good. So good. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we want our Jerichos. We want to possess them. And as badly as we want to, we know you even want it more. You want a kingdom established. You want the earth filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. Lord, our region awaits us. Our region awaits us. So many people in darkness. So many people in bondage. Lord, we want to experience the taking of Jericho. Use us, Lord. Amen. What do you need now? I don't know if we should pray for anything. If you didn't get it then, I don't know that we can do anything else to give it to you. We're just going to let it go, okay? If you need some more prayer, then come get me or one of the elders or something. But hey, let's just believe God's just done it for you. Amen? So let's sing a song and let's dismiss.
All right, well, let's make another declaration then of what our mission is here at LifeGate. Just say this after me. LifeGate Church.
LifeGate Church.
reaching people,
and
making them,
devoted
followers of Jesus Christ.
Devoted followers.
Amen. Come on, stand with us. Let's sing our song together here before we go.